Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today, I'm concluding my look at the question, how does television influence our children? According to a survey, 79% of all young mothers use the television set as a babysitter for their young children. I hope that that statistic startles you, because it describes a situation that's potentially dangerous for any child. More and more in recent years, studies are bringing to light the fact that the amount of television viewing that a child engages in, particularly during his early formative years, will affect his later success and ability to acquire a complete education. One of the earliest studies was conducted by Dr. Paul Whitty of Northwestern University. He found that young people who watched television most read the least, while children whose television viewing was limited were able to read significantly more. Doctors Hildy Himmelwhite and Wilbur Schramm have found that high-achieving children see little, if any, TV, but the low-achieving children watch a great deal of it. Those parents who were most concerned about their children's success in life seemed to make a special effort to provide their children with alternative activities to television viewing. Family outings, hobbies, books, and group projects were much more likely among this group of parents. The majority of children of this group did better in school and achieved more social and economic success in life than did the children of parents who allowed uncontrolled television viewing by their children. Children in this group were much more likely to drop out of school and to become involved with drugs. Dr. Conrad Lorenz, author of several books and a specialist in child growth and development, sees a great danger in children's addiction to television viewing. He cited two research studies from Germany indicating that understimulation in animals can lead to the dying out of normal social responses, to a sensory drowsiness, or to a kind of general unawareness. He feels that this suggests that regular TV watching will introduce similar deficiencies in character formation and learning abilities of the children. Many other studies have also suggested the same. The regular passive viewing of television that many children engage in brings about a passive response to learning. Parents who are concerned about their children's later success in life need to be aware of this so that they can regulate the viewing habits of their children. Now, I'm not suggesting that all television is bad, but what I am suggesting is that uncontrolled television is bad. Particularly, this is bad for parents who take a Christian viewpoint on life. The Bible says, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." Again, "Whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance." The point is this. We Christian parents have an obligation to do our best in all things, including the rearing of our families. Your children are an opportunity given you by the Lord. The way in which you develop that opportunity is going to yield eternal results. If your child is fully developed, with his talents sharpened and oriented toward the Lord, you'll find a personal satisfaction as well as the Lord's commendation for your involvement of yourself in that child. But the reverse is also true. If your child is underdeveloped, you'll be concerned all throughout life as well as reproved by the Lord in his time of judgment. The challenge is ours and the choice is ours. And a careful evaluation of the television viewing habits of our children is one aspect that needs to be considered by parents who conscientiously try to do their best in training their children in the way that they should go. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.